Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show with hosts Phil Huff and Julie Calamine.
Good morning, Phil.
And this morning we're going to be presenting a pre-recorded interview talking about an upcoming event here in Sandpoint regarding the small business community, which if you are a small business person particularly interested in the technological sector or startups, you'll want to listen to the show and you'll want to come to the event. But first, let's introduce our guests and talk a little bit about them. We have with us this morning in the studio Paul Cushy, Executive Director of the Bonner County Economic Development Corporation. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Julie. This is great.
Yes, great to have you here.
Thank you.
And on the phone, we have Dave McEwen, who is the Program Director of Idaho Small Business Development Center. Welcome, Dave.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I suppose. This is a beautiful day, regardless of what time it is.
That's right. And for those who aren't in the studio, Dave is calling us from Boise.
So let's start a little bit. Paul, tell us about your organization here locally for those who are listening and might not be familiar with it.
Sure. Bonner County EDC was formed back in 2000 for the specific purpose of promoting the development of business and growing the economy here in all of Bonner County, all the way from Priest River to Hope to Samuels and south, you know, south to the Kootenai County line. So we work with all phases of business, all sizes of businesses, but have a particular focus and support in support of the small business group. We know from all the research we've done that the businesses that are most successful here in Bonner County are businesses that started and grew up here in Bonner County and love this environment, and that's part of the play.
And Paul, how did you start up and grow to be working and running this organization?
Actually, I have 43 years of experience in the food industry. I came over in 1999 from Seattle to work for a small little food company here called Lighthouse Salad Dressings, and retired in 2015 as their senior vice president. So I retired and then got recruited to come help the Bonner County EDC, you know, try and accomplish their mission here in the county.
And certainly Lighthouse is one of the greater success stories about speaking about homegrown businesses that have really found themselves.
Yeah, that is truly a homegrown business from the restaurant in Hope, Idaho, and with the Hawkins family, and today into what it is a multi-million-dollar, you know, employee stock, ESOP company. So the employees own this business today, and they're all residents, not only of just Sandpoint, but Sandpoint and over in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and down in Hurricane, Utah, where we all have facilities.
And so tell us a little bit about how you and Dave work together, how your organizations interface.
Well, the SBDCs, the Small Business and Development Center, has some great, you know, training and development programs, both out of Boise and out of North Idaho, the North Idaho College Group. And so we use them as a resource, you know, for small business development. I'm not an expert in, particularly in federal programs. I can manage most of the state programs, you know, through the Department of Commerce. But the federal pieces and just the coaching. The SBDC does a great job of small business coaching and business plan development. And, you know, I could spend my whole day working with people to write business plans. Better that the professionals do it than I get to do other things within the community and promoting growth.
So this is a great opportunity to bring Dave into the conversation. Tell us a little bit about your organization, Dave.
Well, I suppose that I should lead off by saying, Paul, I didn't know you were a Seattle transplant. So am I. I spent the last 20 years or so in the Seattle area after going to college here in Idaho. And I came out of the technology industry where I was at Microsoft, and then after that, Hewlett-Packard and some other technology companies. And I came back to Idaho recently. So, Paul, you and I are kindred spirits, I suppose. It's great to hear him saying such wonderful words about it, the SBDC. I've only been here for about a year and a half, and I think it's about the greatest thing in the world for small businesses. And it's my position here to help those small businesses in Idaho bring federal grant money to the state. So it's what I've been focused on for the last 2 years here, and it's good to be on the small business, the David side of the equation, rather than the Goliath, if you will. It was my job for many years to squash small businesses and make sure they didn't grow to be threats to the large enterprises I was part of. So now I feel like I'm doing good work here finally.
And luckily you are a David.
So yes. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you come to make that leap from Seattle?
Well, I originally came out of the college down here in the Boise area, and with a journalism degree, and graduated about exactly the same time as the internet came along, putting out all the small businesses that I had my eyes on out of business. So I ended up at Microsoft managing communications for some of their executives, and that's where I really cut my teeth in business. But I suppose I'm just not quite evil enough to make the to make the transition to big business. My eyes were always on startups. We're always on the next big innovation, you know, small people getting together with a couple of big ideas and big dreams and working hard to make their dreams reality and maybe going on to change the world. You know, a lot of the people that I worked with at Microsoft actually left, started their own companies, and went on to great things. And that was always more of a inspiring story to me than, the large getting larger. So when the time came for my own children to go to college, we had my wife and I had talked about coming back to Idaho. And I just had the opportunity to take a tour of the Boise State campus and ran into some people there. I suppose I should back up and say the SBDC in Idaho is housed in six different regions across the state, and each one of those regions is housed in one of the institutions of higher learning. And the state office is here at Boise State University. And while I was here, I ran into an old colleague who said, "Hey, you should work here. Help small businesses get government grants." And I said, "Man, where do I sign?" So it's just been a really great 18 months, and I've been traveling around and meeting a lot of great people, and hopefully helping them start and grow their businesses and bring a little more federal money to their locations here in Idaho.
So you mentioned a number of offices. I understand there's one in North Idaho. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Paul was correct about that. It is out of North Idaho Community College there in Post Falls. But yeah, there are six offices around the state: Coeur d'Alene, Lewiston, Boise, Twin Falls, Pocatello, and Idaho Falls, and the Region 1 up there in Coeur d'Alene. They have business coaches and specialists in specialized services like bringing technology to market, importing and exporting, environmental regulations, government contracting, and cybersecurity. And they're, like I said, there are people all across North Idaho based out of the Coeur d'Alene office, that Post Falls office, that can help small businesses in that part of the world.
So, Dave, you've mentioned that, well, we know that you're the program director and you administer for the state. What is your actual work like? You're not writing grants. You're helping people learn how to prepare their own grants and win the awards. Is this so?
A little both. I consider my position primarily, and if I might create a word here, an educatory system, in that not a whole lot of people in Idaho realize that the SBIR program exists. My first 6 months on the job, I traveled around the state to try to figure out why Idaho had not necessarily scored very well when compared to other states of its size in terms of the amount of federal money it brought to the state. And what I found out was that Idaho is a great place for startups. It's a great place for technology. It's got a great reputation, and investors are really interested in the information and the really innovative ideas that are coming out of Idaho. But we're falling behind other states like Wyoming and South Dakota that are getting much more federal money, because in part the small businesses here just literally don't know that we exist. So about 6 months into my tenure here, I got together with some people from Idaho National Laboratory and the Department of Commerce, and because we all administer grant programs that are pretty similar, and we both had the similar problem in that not a lot of people knew that we existed. So we decided, the three of us, would get together and create this road tour to kind of help tell the small business in Idaho that we're here. And then, as you said, Julie, to let them know what we can offer them in terms of assistance. And that is some amount of writing, but we don't necessarily focus on that. We focus on helping you learn what you need to do, help train you to make you to help make you a better writer, to help you get the help that you need, to put you in contact with grant writers if that's what you need, to help small businesses and entrepreneurs connect with larger companies so they can create commercialization plans that would really wow those grant reviewers and hopefully get the decisions that they want and the awards that they need to really be innovative and bring their new ideas to market.
Sure. And then you mentioned that Idaho isn't, receiving quite its proportion of the $2.5 billion. How much is Idaho receiving right at this time?
Well, it's it changes from year to year based on how many people apply. In terms of just straight up percentage, the percentage of small businesses that apply for SBIR grants in Idaho, Idaho is actually pretty high. The average across across America is between 10 and 15% of all small businesses that apply for these grants through the SBIR, which come in several flavors through lots of different agencies. But for phase one is essentially $100,000 to $200,000 for about 6 months of work. And then for phase two is about $2 million for two years of work. We're pretty high in terms of just the percentage of people who apply that win. We're pretty low, however, in the amount of people who actually apply.
I see.
Where our success rate might be closer to 15%, where Wyoming's might be down. And this is, I'm not saying this is true. I'm creating a statistic for the purposes of discussion. But let's say Wyoming might be closer down to 10%, but they might have twice as many small businesses that apply from Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to fix that just by making it easier for small businesses to apply, you know, guiding them. It's a difficult process. It's a complicated process, and we're here to help people, guide them through it, to let them know, hey, worry about this, don't worry about that. Focus on this and this and this. Don't worry about these things. And to get them the help that they need so that number of applications goes up.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of sports analogies here, but you never make the shot you don't take.
Correct.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it sounds
like Mr. Gretzky.
yeah, inspiration. But it sounds like you're targeting both startup companies as well as those who might be small and really wanting to grow. And that's the business incubation that Paul was talking about.
If you're talking about the road tour, absolutely. The SBIR program has been around since the 80s, since Reagan signed it into law in 1982, and it is open to any American small business that's here in the United States, and like I said, is a small business, which basically means anything smaller than 500 employees. So that's 90% plus of the companies in Idaho all up. And while the I in SBIR has to do with innovation, and it's generally seen as technology innovation, innovation can take lots of different forms. Like there are farming grants that are around innovation through the USDA, and there are grants around health and everything from drones to solar powered cars or roadways up there in your part of the world. Innovation can take a lot of different forms, and just about any company that is interested in solving new problems in an innovative way would be eligible to be part of it.
Well, we've alluded to the SBIR road tour, but why don't we have a definition of it?
Absolutely. The SBIR, as we were talking about earlier, stands for Small Business Innovation Research. And it's a federal program that, like you had said a little bit earlier, Julie, awards more than $2.5 billion a year to American small businesses. And the way that works is there are 13 federal government agencies that you've probably all heard of, the Department of Defense, like I said earlier, the USDA, the NIH, things like that, Department of Education, Department of Energy, that all have standing budgets, which is to say year over year there's a certain amount of money that automatically goes to those agencies. Those agencies are required by federal law to set aside about 3% of their overall budget every year to go into this SBIR program, which basically means if any of these agencies have a technology-based problem that they need fixed for them or they need addressed for them, they are required to offer those funds in terms of these SBIR grants to small businesses before they go and purchase the solutions from larger existing companies. So, like for instance, the Army might have an issue with one of their airplanes. They say we need an innovative solution that fixes this one small issue with one of our aircraft. They could go to Boeing and spend $1 billion and get it fixed, get their need addressed with a really large established company. But the SBIR program is there to ensure that that opportunity to be innovative, to do something new, and to solve America's technology problems go to small businesses first. So there are companies here in Idaho that have taken advantage of SBIR grants and have used the R&D funds through these grants to come up with brand new products that have solved government problems, and then at the same time, they take those solutions that they create for the government and they package it into a commercialized product that they can then sell to the open market, and that's how they commercialize their products and grow their business. So as I was talking about earlier, the three of us, Stephanie Cook from INL, Carmen Achibal, who manages the iGEM grant program through the Idaho Commerce, and I got together to create this road tour and go around Idaho once a year to primarily residential and communities that are outside of the Treasure Valley to let small businesses know that, hey, these grant programs exist and they – you know, not enough people know about them, and the money is there to be had, and we are here to help you get it. So last year we had our first road tour that went to six locations around Idaho, and we talked to more than 100 companies, and 10 or 12 of those companies actually engaged with us and created grant applications through our program, and some of them actually were awarded SBIR funds and are now working on their products, their solutions to the government's issues, and also to commercializing those products and taking them to market. It was so successful last year. We were asked by every region in the state, when are you doing it again? So we lather, rinse, repeat, and make it better. We're going to 8 locations this year, and we're stepping it up. We're flying in specialized speakers from federal agencies across the board. Like, for instance, the Sandpoint event is going to have special speakers from the Navy. Their SBIR outreach coordinator, Jonathan Leggett, is going to be there, as well as speakers from the University of Idaho, the Idaho PTAC, Idaho's libraries, just all kinds of people from all over the place. So it's a bigger, better version of last year, and we hope to do it every year from now on.
So this sounds a lot like some of the companies that are up here, especially in the aerospace. They're really specialized. They're doing particular things like winglet design. And are any of those examples here locally something that's been stimulated by the SBIR?
Absolutely, yes. Now, I mean, anyone who is works with our company with the SBDC and applies for an SBIR grant, we are by law not allowed to talk about them in specifics. So I apologize if I can't be too specific, but there definitely are companies that have engaged with the aerospace industry from your part of the state that have gone on to be awarded SBIR grants, and then from there gone on to become a single source vendor for their innovation to the Department of Defense. Absolutely there are, yes.
I think this might be a great opportunity. I know you can't, because of the constrictions you just mentioned, speak about the specifics, but I think North Idaho is a really exciting area for some of these kind of innovative companies, and maybe Paul could speak a little bit generally to that topic with the aerospace as well as some of the light manufacturing. I don't think folks realize there's 4 dozen light manufacturing companies here in northern Idaho.
Yeah, I have a list of about 62 manufacturing companies across Bonner County, and some of them spill up into Boundary County, you know. And of those, the leaders are people like Arquest and Tamrac and all that are in the middle of the aerospace world. You know, are people from Priest River that build the pods that go on the Quest airplane. You know, Aeroset and all has some real technology for floats and float technology. That's all of that is part of the aerospace world. And in fact, in the last 2 weeks, I've just helped a young man relocate from Hawaii via California to Sandpoint. He has his children in Waldorf School, is buying a house and has a 4,000 square foot, you know, shop. And he is the innovator of a personal helicopter, amphibious style helicopter, and has a dream, and he will be at the SBIR road tour. We've all insisted that he be there. So it's just one more example of, you know, people knowing and learning about what's going on up here, you know, from the composite world that's down in Hayden, you know, to the aircraft construction that's going on right out here at the Sandpoint Airport, that this is a hotbed. All of North Idaho is a hotbed for aerospace.
And even from another perspective, not aerospace, we have local companies that do things like wood stoves and pellets and things like that that are very innovative.
Very well, and very, you know, you've got a wood company, Wildwood Grilling. I don't know if people don't pay attention to Wildwood Grilling very often, but they are an innovator in the culinary side of the world, and they sell cedar planks, pine planks, alder planks. All over the grocery industry, all innovation.
Their growth and their market share is really phenomenal. And you look at the success of success stories of organizations, businesses that have grown up here, and Wildwood Grilling, Lighthouse, Cachava. Started off with a couple guys, and now is taking over half a block of downtown Sandpoint.
That's right. And we want to encourage that industry. We want to encourage the innovation side to come in here. It's tough. People look around and say, where's the house and where's the labor? Because those are the two issues we really focus on, is housing availability and labor availability to get a company to come in here.
And those are huge issues here. And does this road tour in any way help people think about that as part of business development?
It probably makes them think about it, but I will tell you, on November 1st or 2nd, whether that Thursday is, the Bonner County EDC, along with its partners, will be conducting What's Happening Up North, whose entire focus this year is on housing and labor. So we're going to try to dig into that subject a little bit more and see what we can do to encourage the creation of affordable housing to attract affordable labor, so that our industries up here can grow at a reasonable rate. We don't need 400 body businesses to come in here. We need 40 and 50 body businesses who bring in quality business and quality work and pay good benefits and, want to live within the quality of life that we have up here.
Yes, and hopefully manage growth in a manner that we don't turn into a town that we don't want to turn into.
We have a lot more we can explore, and we will explore on shows coming up. That forum's been an excellent opportunity as a local business person, nonprofit executive, to participate in and understand trends. And certainly the growth of businesses, as we've been talking about, are those that bring in higher wage jobs or create higher wage jobs here. So let's, for the moment, though, continue with a little bit of this SBIR tour. We mentioned, or Dave, you mentioned coming to Sandpoint, and it'd be good to delve into a little bit of the details of the Sandpoint event, when it is, who's going to be speaking, who's invited, and why don't you start with a general overview of the event for us?
Absolutely, and I want to lead off right away by saying this is an absolutely free event. We do ask that you go online and register so that we can make sure that we have the right amount of lunch and whatnot available. And you can do that at idahosbdc.org/roadtour, idahosbdc.org/roadtour. But just to let you know who's going to be speaking there this time around, I'll be kicking it off talking about what the SBIR program is in general and what the Idaho SBDC can do for small businesses to help them learn about opportunities, where to get the help that they need, and then also how to write a really effective grant proposal. Then we'll turn it over to Stephanie Cook from the Idaho National Laboratory to talk about how Idaho small business can partner with the Department of Energy and INL. And then Carmen Archibald from, she administers the IGEM, Idaho Entrepreneurial Mission Grant for the Idaho Department of Commerce. She'll talk about her grant, which gives up to $1 million a year to Idaho businesses. We have the SBIR program manager from DARPA is going to be there, Susan Sellis, and then she's going to give it over to Jonathan Leggett from the Navy, as we talked about. We'll have presentations from Idaho's libraries. Jeremy Tamson, who is the Office of Technology Transfer from the University of Idaho, how small businesses can get help from their research and local research institutions, not only in terms of connecting with PhDs and connecting with experts, but also doing things like rapid prototyping and getting information on IP protection and patent and trademark, things like that. Gary Moore is going to be there. He's going to be talking about the Idaho PTAC, which stands for Procurement Technical Assistance Center, and that is a group that helps Idaho companies sell their products to the federal government. So everything from I've got a motor oil that I think might work in tanks to I have something that you can apply to windows that might be useful to American Army bases. Anything at all. If you've got, you know, if you can want to sell it to the federal government, Gary's your guy and he will be there talking. We will finish up with Warren Mueller, who is a local business coach from the Idaho SBDC North Region. And he'll talk about how the local SBDC can help some businesses from a very personalized coaching point of view. He's one of the business coaches from up north. And all of that is packed into one 3-hour program. It starts at 2 p.m. It's at the East Bonner County Library in Community Room B. And again, it's who's invited? Any small business, any entrepreneur, anybody who wants to get involved in small business, anybody who thinks that they might have a question that they'd like to get answered by any of the experts that you've heard me talk about today. We would love to talk to you. We'd love for you to bring your colleagues, bring your friends, bring your family, bring your dog. We'd love to talk to you about how we can help Idaho businesses succeed.
It sounds like a wonderful opportunity, and for someone listening who might not be able to make it, where's the next closest stop on the roadshow tour?
Excellent. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to 8 locations this time around. We're starting just a few days from now in Fort Hall on the 13th, and then we'll be up there in Sandpoint on the 17th. From there on, the day after Sandpoint, we'll be in Moscow on the 18th, and then swinging down a little farther south. Rexburg on the 24th, Ketchum on the 25th, here in the Treasure Valley, and Nampa on the 26th. Then we're going to be in Boise on October 18th as part of Boise Startup Weekend. And then finally, we have Chalice. Chalice is one of the communities that reached out to us very early on and made us promise that we would come and come every year. And we've had several great events in the Chalice-Salmon area. It originally was going to be a leadoff event this time around, but with the fire in that part of the world, we had to reschedule it. So we're going to be in Chalice in November. But all of this information, if people want to know what's near them, they can go to idahosbdc.org/roadtour and find the one that is near them. We're going to have different speakers from different federal agencies at every event, and we welcome the people to come to as many of these events as they like.
And from a Bonner County EDC point of view, we have reached out to Boundary County, to the Bonner's Ferry community through their executive director at the Boundary County Economic Commission, and he's got invitations out. We've reached into Priest River, all the way and the balance of of Bonner County, with this invitation, and through the Chamber of Commerce. We've used the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce to make sure that everybody that we can think of, know of, is aware of this event, to try and get as many interested small businesses there. And I haven't seen reservations yet. Dave, have you seen reservations yet?
I have. It looks we've just recently gone past double digits. So all right. I think the room holds 30 something.
Yep,
like that.
30, 35.
So we've got
yep.
a little bit more room left. So
okay.
We'd welcome everybody to come up there and register some more.
Great.
Dave, you've been talking and providing just an awful lot of information. I may have missed this answer already, but in case I haven't, I just want to ask the question. Looking at who's presenting and who is available to chat with people the day that you're here for the road tour, it does seem to be federal agencies, and you mentioned that you're looking for small companies that would be able to provide solutions for federal governmental agencies. But what if you're a small company that might have an idea that wouldn't apply to a federal agency? Is this day for those people too?
It absolutely is, because there's lots of different ways that you can get help from the people that are going to be speaking. For instance, if you're a small business and you think, man, I'm so far out in the middle of nowhere, I can't get any help, I'm amazed by the amount of assistance that just Idaho's libraries can provide. All of the tools that they're subscribed to, all the assistance that they have given to the most rural, the most remote of Idaho's small businesses. And just last year, we found some people that came to the road tour, found out that what the library is able to do for them, and then have grown their business, not through anything that we were able to do through the SBDC or the SBIR program, but just by further engaging with Idaho's libraries. But that's just one example. I mean, the information that you could get from the Department of Commerce, from the University of Idaho, from the PTAC, absolutely. If there's something outside of the grant world and this sounds interesting to you, we'd love to have you come out. The other thing that I would say is about half of the clients that I work with originally told me, man, I never dreamed that the government would want something like this. You know, people who work with bees, people who work with potatoes, people who work with lichen that only grow on certain sides of mountains, you know, all this kinds of stuff. At some way or another, they have reached out and realized, hey, wait, there's a research program for this that a government agency is looking for help with, and they never knew it existed. Like we have a client right now that wanted to connect with Boise State because they had an interest in breast cancer research, and somehow or another they crossed paths with us, and we were able to find out that the number one governmental funding agency for breast cancer research is the Department of Defense through the Army. And that's something that I had never even considered before. So that person is right now creating an SBIR application. We hope to get him funded and help him in the medical industry. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be something you would traditionally consider technology.
Hey, Dave, I think it's really important to talk about Warren Mueller and the SBDC, because the SBDC out of Post Falls, you know, NIC in this area, has coaches that are traveling all the way up into Bonner's Ferry. They're here in Sandpoint almost every week. It is, you know, the creation of business plans, the coaching, the teaching that they can do, you know, not only in how to do good organizational development, but in the resources that are available out there for them. You know, they won't hand hold, but they will gladly support and guide small businesses, you know, through development, through acquisition, through sale of a business, all kinds of business related activities. And these are great people.
It sounds to me like we shouldn't make just the assumption. I think listening, you could early on think that, hey, this is for me if I'm a tech startie. Mm. But this really is more than tech, more than startup food incubators. This is anyone's got a good business idea.
So, yeah, absolutely. I have I'm starting up a brand new incubator kitchen out of the Bonner Mall. It'll be open in about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, we have already 8 or 10 clients, and I have reached out to these people who are doing startup businesses, you know, and told them about this event to try and get them to come over and take a look. Also, reach to them to do SBDC coaching, so that these young little businesses who are making the next greatest pasta sauce, because they've got a unique way they want to do it, get the right coaching.
Describe or define an incubator kitchen.
It is literally a commercial kitchen, you know, that allows a business to prep their food products and be able to sell them commercially and safely into the community, whether it's through a farmer's market, whether it's onto a retail shelf at a Safeway or an Albertsons or a Super One. You know, this kind of a place allows that to happen.
So again, just to clarify, this event's not only for the company that already exists that has a new idea or wants to get into a new market, but for the individual who says, hey, maybe I want to leave my nice cushy job and go start up myself in business. They could come and learn something here.
Be careful how you use that cushy job.
I said that word. It's like, yeah.
That's okay. Yes. That's okay. Yes. If there is somebody who has a business. Go ahead, Dave.
Are you thinking of making a career change there?
Phil?
No. Not yet.
Not yet. Hard work. Starting up small business is absolutely hard work. And it's everybody's got the great idea, but it's really the search for funding and financial support and being able to work your way through a lot of the banking systems. And how do you get that ongoing, you know, grant? How do you get that ongoing loan so that you can be successful in business and don't overextend yourself? And, you know, I know Dave's been through all that just like I have. We're old codgers at this point, I think.
Well, beginning a new business is not easy in any region, in any area, and this appears to be such a great resource for people thinking of it.
Right. And the solid coaching that's needed for a good business plan, it sounds like that's one of the real opportunities here.
Yeah, and you get a chance to meet, you know, absolutely, just to meet Warren and meet this whole group. You know, if anything, it'll spur you on to greater thought and to more questions about the business and success and what technologies, you know, might be out there and what, you know, how do I succeed?
So let's review once again. Monday, September 17th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the East Bonner County Library. Registration is free, but people should sign up online.
Yes, please sign up online.
At idahosbdc.org/roadtour.
Correct.
Now, I got to ask the question, because we're so close to parts of Montana and Washington. Are we going to close them out if they want to come?
I can guarantee you that if somebody from Montana decided they wanted to come over, we're not turning them away. Yeah. This is open to the region.
All right.
Excellent.
We do have some registrations from people who are going to be attending both the Sandpoint and the Moscow event from the Spokane area. So absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
I think what we think of our region here in North Idaho, it's so often integrated as part of the Spokane business community, but also part of the economy of Western Montana.
That's right.
Yeah, very much Western Montana. You know, when we wrote the grants to put this kitchen together, you know, one of the requirements of one of our companies we got the funds from required us to be able to reach out into Western Montana and up into Eastern Washington and this whole northern complex around us. So.
And Phil, let's not forget the influx of Canadians who come down to get American products.
Yes.
Utilizing Highway 95.
We appreciate their business.
Yeah. We do.
Well, I do want to be clear about that. We'll help anybody who comes. We'll be very happy to help. And you can come from Australia if you like.
That's right.
Very, very specifically for American small businesses, for United States small businesses.
Yep. Well, very good.
Small businesses, in fact, like Solar Roadways, which is right across the water from you, isn't it?
Yeah, Solar Roadways.
They're a company that...
They're here
in the area.
They're right in downtown Sandpoint on Pine Street. They have a new manufacturing facility back east, along with their chip manufacturer. So they're doing some assembly and manufacturing back there. But they're a pretty committed company to staying here in North Idaho with their leadership and with their innovation and those kind of things. So
they're also a great example of someone who got a great help from the SBIR program, because they actually have won 3 SBIR awards for more than $1.5 million.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, there's a great opportunity there, I think, to demonstrate just the value that this program can have.
Yep.
That's right.
So as we start to close out the time that we have for the interview, any closing thoughts, Dave?
I would just, again, tell people, if this is interesting to you at all, I would love to talk to you. If this is something you've always had in the back of your mind, or maybe you're not ready to make the jump now, but you might in a couple of years, come see us. Come bounce your ideas off of people from Washington, D.C. and Virginia, and people from right here in Idaho who can help you make your dreams come true.
All right.
And Dave, it's all free, and we'd love to talk to you.
Yep. Very good. And Dave, can folks contact you individually, or would you prefer to meet with them during the road tour?
If people want to reach out to me and talk about the program, I would love to talk to you about that. Just go to that website, idahosbdc.org, and find the local SBDC in your area and say that you want to talk to them about the SBIR program, and they will send you to me.
Very good.
Yep. Paul, any closing comments?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to come on and speak through KFRY. It's great. Great to be here. You guys have a nice voice in the community, and I know Dave is excited. Sorry you couldn't be here in person, but this is the best way I know to reach out to try and encourage our small businesses to come learn. And, you know, it's only from 2:00 to 5:00. It's not going to break you to disappear from your work and come get educated, because there's going to be something to take away that you don't know. I'm going. And I've been doing this for 3.5 years, 3.5, 4 years, and I know I'm going to get to learn.
Well, we'll see on Wednesday if you guys get the morning show bump in registrations.
Okay, we'll let you know.
You know, and as I always
I'm think, sure that we will.
And as I always think about seminars, one good idea can make or break your future.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. Absolutely.
Paul, we'll have you back on to talk about the November event in greater detail, but if you want to give a quick shout out for it right now.
Again, it's November. It's Thursday, November 1st, I believe, from 7:30 until about 3:00, and our focus is on housing and labor. We have the new director of the state director of labor on board for our keynote speaker. We have the always famous Sam Okenhauer, who comes from the Department of Labor, who is our economist, who is a millennial, and he is a kick in the pants and has everybody rolling in
the
aisles.
He's a budding comedian.
He is a budding comedian, but he is absolutely worth it. Plus, we have another economist coming from the from University of Idaho out of the ag side. So he's going to talk a little bit about rural economies and rural economies and how they're working. Plus, you know, some housing guys from the Idaho Housing Authority and a number of organizations. So there's a full cast of characters and a chance for this community to learn.
Well, thank you very much, Paul Cushy and Dave McEwen. We appreciate your taking the time to tell us about the upcoming SBIR Road Tour and other programs.
Great. Yep. Thank you both.
Thank you very much for having us.